The following conversation is part of the One Small Step program. In partnership with StoryCorps, KUNR connects people with different political values through dialogue. Today, you'll hear from Reno residents Sam Gingrich and Isaiah Price. They discuss how they define politics in modern society. They also talk about how moving across states and countries has affected their political views. Isaiah brought his daughter along to sit in on the conversation, which Sam starts.
Isaiah, how would you define either the policies or the parties or all of those?
I identified them differently. Mm-hmm. I identified the term conservative, meaning to preserve and conserve the Constitution. It means that the Constitution is how it is, and it applies to everybody, and it applies to everybody equally. Mm-hmm. Yes, there is some interpretation and modernization, but there really doesn't need to be a lot of government interference into our lives. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, I don't think that the conservative agenda kept true to that. I can no longer, identify as a conservative. Mm-hmm. And I also can no longer identify as a Republican.
Well, Isaiah, I do want to say that I am sorry that the political identity and party identity that you had has changed. At the very least, having a group of people that you identify with suddenly change course while nominally staying the same, it can be a little ostracizing. And I don't think that you're the only person by far who feels that way.
Luckily, when I was reading your bio and you talked about, moving around a lot, mm-hmm. I didn't move to so many different states, but I had to go to different schools all the time. Mm-hmm. So I really identified with that adaptability. And
yes.
Luckily, that adaptability, it's like, okay, these are no longer my people. This is no longer my tribe. I can go and find another tribe because I've had to do that through life.
Yeah, feel that. Adaptability is my buzzword.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying that in order to be a truly good person or a truly open-minded person, you need to have lived in over half of the country like I have. I can't be hateful towards whole groups of people just off the bat anymore. Isaiah, did traveling affect or shift your political values? If yes, how?
Sam, I do think that traveling has made me more accepting of alternate opinions. Mm-hmm. Just learning that different isn't always bad, especially my time in China really taught me that as well. But it also taught me just not to be judgmental about other people's cultures as mm-hmm. well. Sam, what are your hopes for the future?
I hope that when I do have children, I'm not as afraid for them as I currently am. I hope that we can continue moving towards a better space with taking care of the planet so that my children will be able to live a good life as much as they can.
Well, Sam, I can tell you as the father of a wonderful young lady, that there's always going to be uncertainty as a parent. Mm-hmm. That is pretty much the job description. But what you've demonstrated in this conversation, if you take that same kind of patience and understanding and caring and acceptance that there isn't always just one right way, mm-hmm. it will help with being a parent.
Thank you, Isaiah, for being my conversation partner.
Sam, thank you for being a fantastic conversation partner. And it was really nice to actually have a conversation with somebody who's gone through a similar journey as I have, mm-hmm. but from very different ways.
That was Reno residents Sam Gingrich and Isaiah Price. This conversation was facilitated by me, Natalie Van Hooser, and produced by Alicia Cancino. Nevada Humanities is a key community partner for this KUNR program. StoryCorps' One Small Step and the radio station Hubs are made possible by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.